This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There's a fascinating story in 2 Chronicles 25. It's about the life of King Amaziah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly, it says in verse 2. In fact, he went into battle one time, organized all of the people of Judah, and then it says in verse 6, he also hired 100,000 fighting men from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, "O king, these troops from Israel must not march with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the people of Ephraim. Even if you go and fight courageously in battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God is the power to help or to overthrow." Then Amaziah asked the man of God, "But what about the silver I paid for these Israelite troops?" Do you ever get yourself into circumstances where you've already committed yourself to agreements and resources, and then God says, "That's not the right way to go"? You say, "Yeah, but I'm already committed. I've already invested money. I've already agreed to a plan." Well, listen to the man of God answer in verse 9. "The Lord can give you much more than that." There are times when a bad decision needs to be left as a bad decision. Don't let one bad decision be the basis of another bad decision. Accept your losses, regroup, and go forward. If you've made a bad decision and find yourself trapped, often it's best to accept the losses, regroup, and go forward in wholehearted obedience to God. If needs be, confess your failure to trust in God first. Trust the Lord to give you more than you lost.